Oh, it was an absolute pleasure. He is not only a wonderful producer and songwriter, but he is just a really, really nice guy. And I really, really enjoyed working with him. For those of you who may not be familiar with the Hope single, it is from the movie Unconditional that was just in theaters. And it's a great song, you know, and it's something that I was able to sing because, again, like the lyrics in the song kind of lined up with my testimony. And so that it was just a lot of fun. I got to sing with it's a duet with Brian Courtney Wilson, and it was a great experience.
Now Brian Courtney Wilson has a very powerful voice, so I can't wait to hear this song because with you guys' voices together, wow! And then Aaron Lindsay, it's got to be outstanding.
Yeah. It was my husband when it snuck in the theater. You know, last 10 minutes of the movie. and he got to hear, you know, the song with me singing it, and he said he started to cry. You know, it was so amazing, you know, saying to have to walk into the theater and hear your voice. So it was very exciting.
Now how were you tapped to do that on the project on that movie?
I really don't know, honestly. You would have to ask Aaron Lindsay.
Okay.
I know that we got invited to the private screening here in Nashville. We live in Nashville, Tennessee, and so we went to the private screening, and then a lady by the name of Michelle Duffy came up to me and said, "Oh, you know, we'd like to get you guys' voices on this song, blah, blah, blah." And so I really, you know what I'm saying? People kind of say a lot of things, you know, so we didn't really, you know, really didn't think it was actually going to happen, but it did, you know? And so, and next thing I know, I was in the studio with Brian Courtney Wilson and Aaron Lindsay.
How would you describe your music?
How would I describe my music? My music is, I guess a combination of my ethnicity, and it's a combination of the music that I grew up with, and it's also a combination of just what God has called me to.
Okay.
I was it's funny because I was singing at Kojic Holy Convocation this past week, and I saw a friend of mine from college, and I had not heard gospel music until I was in college at Berklee College of Music. And so, but when I heard gospel music and when I sat down, I remember we had a first rehearsal, our first choir rehearsal for Berklee Gospel Ensemble. And I started listening to the music, and it's just like, I just went in another place. It felt like I had an out of body experience. Like God spoke to me. It was like I knew that I had to do something with this music, and I didn't even know what, but I know that God has truly called me to it.
Now, you closed for Elton John, and how was that?
Oh, yeah. I did, it was in an Allstate.
Mm-hmm.
Conference or something like that, and yeah, their guest was Elton John.
Okay.
Their guest was Elton John, and the people who brought me in had heard my song Dare to Dream, which was selected for 2006 Special Olympics, and they wanted me to sing Dare to Dream. So
wow.
at the very end of the concert, and it was really, I was very nervous.
Veronica, how do you stay so humble? Three Dove Awards. Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Song
Thank
chosen
you.
For the Special Olympics. Okay. And, you know, you've got a song on the Unconditional movie. And I can
Amen.
Go on and on.
Amen.
And
you didn't mention my special guest on Made It Out Alive.
Wait a minute. That's right. Fred Hammond.
Yes.
John P. Key.
Yes. Yes.
Shirley Murdoch?
Yes.
You're making me do my homework, Veronica.
You have. Wow. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
You did your homework.
Wow. Tell us about Fred and John and Shirley.
Yeah. Oh, it's my pleasure. Oh my gosh. Trying to think. I think we got reconnected with Fred on the One Love Cruise for Radio One, and
right.
We, you know, I mean, because we hadn't really, really spoken to him in many, many years, and. And then I just really was like, wow, you know, could you do something on my new album, blah, blah, blah. And so he ended up inviting us out to Dallas to write and record with him. And and then the next thing I know, he was inviting Canton Jones to be a part of the song. And it's awesome. It is very awesome.
Wow.
So anyway, it was just a pleasure to be reconnected with him, and then just also work with him again, because we have been such long, long, long time fans of Fred, and then to get a new friend out of that, which was Canton, he's awesome as well, and so that it was just an awesome experience. I really, really believe people are gonna really like this song.
So,
and then with Shirley, I actually have, again, a longtime fan of hers, and she's just an all-around just great lady, you know, and I just felt the connection with her in last few years that I've known her and wanted her to be a part of the album, and she's actually, that's probably my favorite duet that I did with Shirley, and the song is called A Voice for Women, which is the name of my ministry. And so it's really, really special to me that she's on that song with me. And then with John P. Key, I can't, it's like we owe so much to John. We owe so much to him, because he's the one who put us on his video show up. His show video that people still know us from, and he also was the one who invited us to sing at the inaugural. Well, 4 years ago now, and so he's just done so much for us. We love him so, so much. But when I sent him this song, it's called "Expecting Great Things," and he just absolutely loved the song, and he sang on it, and he said to us, he says, "I have not worship like that on a song in a very, very long time."
Wow.
You know, so he just loved the song. I mean, he became the song. You know, this song that Angela and I wrote, you know, he just became it, and it was so touching. When we heard it back, me and Angela, we just started to cry. We were just so, so blown away by not just his voice, but his heart and his spirit and his worship was just so, so, so very touching. So that's another, all of these songs, I know people are going to love them.
As we wrap things up, How I Made It Out Alive. That sounds like you're going to write a book.
You're good. Yes, yes, I am. I'm working on a book. You know, it's actually, my book is done. I'm just figuring out a way to get it out. But it's called How I Made It Out Alive. And again, it is about my entire journey and what God has done for me and how I was able to make it out, not just survive, but to thrive and prosper in the things of God. So yes. Yeah. Yes, I can't not wait to get this book out to the people.
Okay, now how can your fans and our listeners get in touch with you? Do you tweet, Facebook?
Yes, I do. I'm on Facebook, Veronica Petrucci, and on Twitter, Veronica P. And also you can also follow me through A Voice for Women on Twitter, which is just a voice for women. And you can go to my site, veronicapetrucci.com, and also angeloandveronica.com.
Well, Veronica, it has been a pleasure. And may God continue to bless you and everything you touch, your ministry, especially your women's ministry. And may Angelo and yourself continue to bless folks with your beautiful voices and with your great songs.
Amen. Thank you so much, AJ. I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome. It is our guest, Veronica. And don't forget, coming out soon, next year, her new project, which is called Made It Out Alive. Also, you can check out the song Hope from the motion picture Unconditional. And Veronica, did I leave something out?
Oh, no, I think that's everything.
Veronica, how about that single?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Women of Faith.
That's right. Women of Faith.
Women of Faith. Women of Faith Christmas mix. Yes.
Right, that's it.
And I think it's going to be on iTunes November 20th.
Sounds good.
So people can download it.
Thank you. Veronica, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It is our guest, Veronica, inside the Gospel Spotlight on Star 1310.